Voices of the Elephant is proudly sponsored by SiteGround.com, a leader in website hosting and a terrific partner for all your website projects. Their top-notch technologies will make your websites fast and secure. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans. I'm your host, and my special guest is Mr. Chris Riley. Say hi to everybody, Chris.
Hi.
Now, Chris, we're sitting here at PHP Bulgaria 19. It's been a wonderful conference so far, and you know just a little bit about conferences, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, since this is your first time on Voices of the Elephant, I'm going to ask you the same question I ask everybody. How did you get into programming, and how did you get into PHP?
Well, let me think back. I'm not quite 100% sure what age it was, but maybe around about 10-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Got a computer and just found the basic programming language. Not quite BBC Basic, but sort of like the next iteration after that. And just started playing around making little command line tools, calculators, that kind of stuff. Then I discovered computer games. So I took a break from programming for a few years. up until the point I got into sixth form, where a lot of my friends at sixth form were doing computer science there. And I was like, well, I sort of know computers quite well, and I just sort of started programming a bit on the side. PHP was quite easy to pick up, and I started actually developing stuff for the vBulletin forum system, if anybody remembers that.
Oh yeah, I remember vBulletin.
So there's a few modifications I wrote for on the original version.
Oh, very cool.
So yeah, that's sort of how I started in PHP, and then from there I did a computer science degree. And
oh, so you actually have a degree?
Yes.
You know, I don't run into a lot of PHP programmers that have a degree, and these days it's not just PHP programmers. There's across the industry, more and more of us don't have traditional computer science degrees. So it's always interesting to talk to somebody that does, because you know you've got the theory behind all of this. But I got to ask you, what was your first computer?
Intel 486.
A 486.
486.
Okay. And see, I'm old. Okay, my first computer was a Commodore 64, and I was 18 at that point. So, you know, I got into it late in life by a lot of standards. Now it's time for you to be a game changer with the RingCentral Developers Game Changer Program. Grow your skills, help others in the community, and get rewarded with awesome prizes like RingCentral swag, conference tickets, software, iPads, computers, and so much more. Don't just be a developer, be a game changer and join the program today. For more information, visit developers.ringcentral.com. Chris, you run the PHP Yorkshire user group, and you also run the conference?
Well, it's just a conference. The user group's actually separate.
Oh, the user group's separate. Okay.
There isn't one in York itself. We have one in Leeds, and there's one in Newcastle, which are fairly close, and one in Sheffield, but we don't actually have one in York itself.
Oh, okay.
But I sort of picked that as a location, partly because the University of York is a really fantastic location to host an event, and partly because it's sort of in the middle of sort of a whole, whether there's some PHP stuff, Leeds, Newcastle, Sheffield, it's right in the middle.
Interesting.
And so it's sort of hopefully draws everyone in from all around.
And I'll put this out early, because some people will drop off just and stop listening. But as of right now, what is it, November 7th?
November 10th.
Yeah, it's November 10th. Your CFP for 2020 is still open.
Yep. Okay. It closes on the 17th of November, which is exactly 1 week's time. And I mean, one of the things we're really, really looking for at the moment is a few more workshop submissions. We've got a few, which are looking good, but we could really use a few more, really, to choose from. Now, obviously, the the conference comes with a full speakers package, so it will cover your travel and accommodation for a couple of days at the conference. And with the workshops, we also actually offer a profit share on the ticket sales.
Oh, that's interesting.
So if you're actually willing to put the work in to actually produce a workshop, you actually get compensated.
That's cool. When I was running conferences, we didn't do the rev share, and I'm glad to see conferences doing that, because workshops are order of magnitude harder to do than a 1 hour talk. You know, you've got, there's a lot more prep time into these. So I'm glad to see that that conferences are recognizing that and doing the rev share. Now, you're in the UK. About how many non-UK speakers do you normally bring in?
So it varies a bit, but I usually budget for one speaker from the US.
Oh, from the US, okay.
From sort of US or sort of further afield.
Okay.
But then sometimes we get more, because if a speaker's company is willing to cover some of their airfare in return for a sponsorship package, we will bring those in. And also for the workshops, it's a little bit more, because obviously there's a rev share on that, so
yeah,
they're bringing in a bit more money, so we can potentially afford to have an additional speaker who's given a workshop. But generally, we are looking for more EU-based speakers, where the flight costs are sort of around about 150, 200.
Now, how many local do you normally get?
We try and get as many sort of local speakers as we can. So obviously we want to have a range of like experienced speakers, and some new people to the circuit. So we tend to have maybe three or four UK speakers generally, and then four or five from sort of the wider EU, and one or two maybe from further afield.
Okay. Now, how many tracks do you run simultaneous? Is it single track? Is it double track?
So we have two tracks.
Okay.
I mean, the venue's actually got another room that we don't use. And I'm hoping at some point we'll actually, because the venue holds about 220, which is quite a nice number for the area. But we tend to sell around about 170-ish tickets, so we've got a bit of spare capacity. Mm-hmm. My hope is that at some point we'll actually sell out, and then I'll be like, well, maybe use that third room for maybe an on-conference, so a few people who didn't get on the schedule this time around can come and give a shorter talk on the day.
Very cool. Now, what's the hardest thing about organizing a technical conference?
Honestly, I think it's getting the sponsors in.
I totally understand that.
Obviously, putting on a conference, even a small one like PHP Yorkshire, costs tens of thousands of pounds. And that budget's got to come from somewhere. We try and balance it, so it's about 50% from sponsors and 50% from the ticket sales. But obviously that mixes, and actually getting companies to commit to sponsoring the event can be quite tricky sometimes, especially if they don't realise the value that it can provide. We have had a couple of sponsors that I know the first year we invited a group of, we had some scholarship attendees that Mark Baker brought in, some students and people who were sort of getting into the tech industry. And one of those actually got a job with one of our sponsors. They went around quite proactively and spoke to all the sponsors, arranged interviews, and landed a job with one of them a few weeks later, which was good. And obviously for the amount of recruiters will charge for getting people in, they got a huge bond, bonus on their sponsorship fee for getting an employee in from that.
Absolutely. And you're right. The average conference sponsorship pales in comparison to what a recruiter will charge you to even fill a junior position. So if you're looking, it's a great way to look. Now, so you get sponsors are difficult, and I understand that, because I've been doing conferences for better than 10 years now, and that is always difficult. What advice would you have to other conference organizers or potential conference organizers, people thinking about getting into this?
I think PHP Yorkshire is a little bit different to quite a lot of the other conferences, because I am pretty much the person who runs it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a few volunteers who help me out, but I think having a really good team around you is really important.
Yeah.
A couple of our volunteers stepped down at the end of last year, which it's going to be a big hole to fill in actually getting people involved. So I think having a good team to help you organise it is really, really important, and something that maybe I'd like to sort of improve get a few more people back involved to cover off some of the.
It's interesting to me because we're sitting here in PHP Bulgaria, and I know that is run by a husband and wife team and a bunch of volunteers. Mm-hmm. And I know Sunshine PHP is basically Adam Culp and a bunch of volunteers. So, but I know that there are other conferences. I think Longhorn in Austin, Texas. I think that they are. They have a committee that runs that, and I've seen the different models, but even if it's just a one person like Adam, Adam doesn't do it all himself. He's got volunteers that work with him to actually do the work or do some of the work. And you're right, having a good solid team around you is important to get this done. I know on the conferences that I run, I could not have put them together if it weren't for my wife, the lovely and talented Kathy, because she, I round up the speakers, she does everything else. So, and at one point we were doing one called Coder Fair, and we had another partner, Jacques Woodcock, and Jacques took care of sponsors and all of that, which was wonderful. So I didn't have to deal with that. I'm glad that Yorkshire has you in the area and that you are creating a learning opportunity for PHP developers. I think that's very important to continue our community to grow. I appreciate you taking the time to be on Voices of the Elephant today, taking time away from PHP Bulgaria. I got my PHP Yorkshire elephant now, so, and matter of fact, I'll be bringing it up on stage with me at my talk at the end of PHP Bulgaria. But I just really appreciate all that you're doing to help build our community and help grow it in your area.
Thank you very much.
Audience, thank you for spending some time with us today. Hey, if you would, do us a favor, go out to iTunes, find us on iTunes. Even if you don't use iTunes as your podcatcher, go out and rate us on iTunes, leave us a comment. We'd really appreciate that. And we'll see you next week right here on Voices of the Elephant. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.